Page 34. A few points about your health. Children should eat 3 regular meals per day. There should be 2 or 3 snacks a day too. It's very important to start the day with a good breakfast, and remember to bring a healthy snack with you to school. Water. You can't live without water, because it makes up to 70% of our bodies, so it's very important to drink enough of it. Water is also found in food, meat, fish, vegetables and fruits, and in drinks. It's very important that children drink water if they're thirsty and before and during exercise. Fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are nutritious and should be a big part of teenagers' and children's diets. It's recommended that you eat at least 5 portions or 500 grams a day. Variety is important. 1 medium-sized piece of fruit or about 75 to 100 grams of vegetables, which is 1 deciliter of cooked vegetables or 2 deciliters of fresh salad, are all examples of 1 portion. 1 glass of 100% fruit juice can be counted as 1 portion of fruit. Page 35. Grains and carbohydrates. You get most of your carbohydrates from grains, but you also get them from fruit and vegetables and other products. Grains include bread, oats, maize, pasta, and rice. When possible, you should always try to choose brown rice instead of white, and whole wheat pasta and bread instead of white. When you choose brown rice and whole wheat options, you get more vitamins and fiber. Potatoes are a common source of carbohydrates. Dairy products. It's very important that children and teenagers get enough calcium. By drinking 2 to 3 glasses of milk daily, you will fulfill your calcium needs. You can choose other dairy products. Cheese on 1 slice of bread can be counted as 1 portion of milk. Dairy products also have a lot of other good nutrition and vitamins. Dairy products include milk, yogurt, skyr, and cheese. Page 36. Fish, meat, eggs, beans, and nuts. These foods are an excellent source of protein. It's very good to eat fresh fish and meat instead of processed meat. Processed food usually contains more fat and unnecessary ingredients you don't need. Fat. Fat is also important. We should include fat in our diets every day, but should choose our fat wisely. It's better to use vegetable oil instead of butter or margarine when cooking. We need good fats in our diet. You can get good fat from oils that, for example, come from fatty fish, avocados, and nuts. Vitamins. Children should get all the vitamins they need from their food, but vitamin D can be hard to get. 1 teaspoon of cod liver oil every day gives you all the vitamin D you need. It's especially important during the winter when we're not exposed to much sun. Page 37. Caffeine. Caffeine is not necessary and can be harmful for children if consumed in large amounts. Children and teenagers should choose drinks that do not contain caffeine. Caffeine is found in coffee, tea, cola drinks, chocolate and energy drinks. Energy drinks can contain a lot of caffeine. These energy drinks are not good for children and teenagers. Caffeine can cause a lot of physical side effects, including headache, dizziness, and lack of sleep. Physical activity. All of us need to be physically active every day. Children and teenagers should do at least 60 minutes of physical activity every day, and adults at least 30 minutes. Physical activity is not only good for the body, but also for the soul. It's easy. You can shorten the time spent in front of the computer or the TV and go out to play. You can walk or ride your bike to school. Go out for a walk. Get involved in an organized sporting activity. Everyone should be able to find a sport they like. While you exercise, you should drink water instead of energy and sport drinks. Page 38. Sleep. It is very important to get a good night's sleep. Children aged 9 to 12 years old need 10 to 11 hours of sleep during the night, and 13 to 15-year-olds need 9 to 10 hours of sleep each night. If you find it difficult to fall asleep, you should try to relax before going to bed. That means no television or computers, because it's said that the light from the screen doesn't have a relaxing effect on the brain. A good way to relax is to have a warm bath before going to bed or to read a good book. Getting regular exercise also helps if you don't do it right before going to sleep, and there is a lot of relaxing music that is good to listen to last thing at night. If you have a mobile phone, remember to turn it off before you go to bed, or else there's a chance that you will be disturbed during the night. All drinks that contain caffeine can also disturb your sleep because caffeine is stimulating for the brain. A long-term lack of sleep can affect your schoolwork and concentration, among other things. Sugar. Do we need sugar? We don't really need all the sugar that is added to many food products. According to the Public Health Institute of Iceland, the total daily consumption of white sugar should not be more than about 50 grams, which is about 10% of the calories that you need in one day. One bottle, half a litre, of cola, which could be a common size for one person to drink, contains about 50 grams of sugar. That is your maximum portion of sugar for one day. Most likely, you'll consume other foods with sugar during the day, so your sugar intake might be sky high. Page 39. Let's take one example. You might start your day with a bowl of sugared cereal, which can have 10 to 15 grams of sugar, depending on the size of your portion and what brand of cereal you choose. Then, perhaps, you'll have one pot of yogurt with added sugar during your lunch, which adds another 10 to 15 grams to your total. If you have one carton of chocolate milk with your sandwich, that adds another 11 grams of sugar. After school, you might eat one chocolate bar, and that'll give you about 17 to 20 grams of sugar. If you drink two glasses of cola with dinner, you've added yet another 50 grams. Now, you do the maths. How many grams of sugar does that total for one day? It's much higher than 10% of your daily calorie intake. Teeth. Do you have a sweet tooth? You are said to have a sweet tooth when you really like sweets or sugary food, including cakes or biscuits. As you probably know, sugar damages your teeth. Here are some points about treating your teeth well. Brush twice a day for 2 minutes at a time with fluoride toothpaste. Don't rinse your mouth with water after you brush. Floss daily. Visit the dentist regularly, at least once a year. Eat and drink at regular times instead of constantly eating something over the day. Don't drink or eat after you have brushed for the night. Consume as little sugar as possible. Make use of the fluoride mouthwash you're given in school in grades 1, 7 and 10.